Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with great news from various sources. Sources that you got to take seriously. Great news about the Omicron variant and the future of the COVID-19 virus. A very distinguished faculty member at Stanford University Medical School who's been skeptical about some of the earlier declarations that we've got this thing licked, we're done with the COVID, we're done with the pandemic. He's now saying it's now just a matter of time. We are on the right course. And he suspects that certainly by the end of next year, the pandemic, as we know it, the disruptions to our life, the destruction that we find in basically everything that Americans love and enjoy about normal life, that damaging impact of the pandemic will be behind us. It's going to be endemic. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean that the virus goes away. Doesn't mean that there's no more COVID-19. What it means is that it's going to do no more serious damage, no more damage, and probably less damage than seasonal flu. More damage according to what we get from the common cold. We'll be talking about that on the Michael Medved Show today, and a pleasure to be with you live in the midst of snowbound Seattle. It's really been quite an experience here. And I want to thank all of you who have commented about the history programs we played on Monday and Friday, about the Christmas holiday and its origins, and about the most notable American celebration of the Christmas holiday ever, which occurred in 1776, Christmas of 1776, with the Battle of Trenton, which was Washington crossing the Delaware, which was a great military occasion. By the way, you can go ahead and grab those history programs by going to michaelmedved.com or going to medvedhistorystore.com or any of our other history programs. But you can get them also free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member, which we're going to continue offering at this incredible price of 22 cents a day. That's going to be available to you at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. We're also going to be talking a little bit about what it means that we are going through this epidemic of people on air flights, particularly recently women, who are actually hitting each other, damaging each other, over disputes about masks on airplanes. Does that make any sense at all? And then, as we do try to do on this show, I want to go a little bit abroad to help people appreciate how fortunate we are to live in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But very first, another reason to feel fortunate, the just posted on the Washington Post website is a long article. I'm not going to share all of it with you, but I'll share the highlights and the most important points, which happen to be the most encouraging points. The headline for Washington Post says, "Healthy, boosted people unlikely to develop severe Omicron infections." Okay, healthy individuals who have been vaccinated, and especially those who have been boosted, in other words, they've gotten a total of three shots, appear unlikely to develop severe infections from the Omicron variant that would lead them to the hospital, say medical experts who have now monitored the effects of the newest coronavirus variant since it was identified over 4 weeks ago. While Omicron has sent U.S. infections soaring to levels not seen since last winter's wave, it appears to have far less severe effects than the Delta variant, according to international studies and early data from several U.S. hospitals. At the Houston Methodist Hospital System, about 15% of symptomatic individuals have ended up hospitalized. That's around a 70% reduction compared with those infected by the Delta variant, said James Musser, who is a chair of pathology and genomic medicine. A separate study from Britain, which is not yet peer-reviewed, found that people infected with Omicron were almost 60% less likely to enter the hospital than those infected with Delta. Musser, the doctor at the Houston Methodist System, it's a whole system of hospitals that deals with thousands of patients, literally, he said, what is absolutely clear is there is lower rate of hospitalization with our Omicron patients in our hospital system. That does not necessarily mean that this variant is, quote-unquote, less virulent. The jury's still out on that. What we know now is that if you are immunized, and even more importantly, if you are boosted, you're going to stay out of substantial trouble. Period. He and other experts warn against complacency, however, cautioning that millions of Americans, particularly the unvaccinated, remain vulnerable to more serious disease from the most transmissible coronavirus variant to date. Other factors that might lead to greater risk include an individual's age, well, we all knew that, the type of vaccine or booster they received, and whether they have underlying health problems, such as heart disease or obesity. So said Michael Osterholm, who was director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. Anthony Fauci, Biden's chief medical advisor, said the rapid increase in the numbers of people getting infected with the Omicron virus will invariably put additional strain on the system. But the welcome news for most people who are vaccinated and are boosted is that Omicron infections often mimic the symptoms of the common cold. Not even the flu, the common cold. You can live with that, right? Those with two shots of vaccines but no booster also appear to fare extremely well, though they may develop more intense symptoms that may last longer than those who have already been boosted. Of the 205 million Americans who have been vaccinated, about 66 million, or 32%, have now received a booster dose, according to the Centers for Disease Control. In a series of Twitter posts, Craig Spencer, who teaches emergency medicine at Columbia University Medical Center, said that every boosted patient he has seen in the emergency room has no difficulty breathing or shortness of breath recently. Those who have had two doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines have had mild symptoms, he says, but more than those who have received a third dose. In other words, having received a third dose even decreases your chances of having severe symptoms. But almost every patient who had to be hospitalized, almost everyone was fully unvaccinated, he said. No matter your political affiliation or thoughts on masks or where you live in this country, as an ER doctor, you'd trust with your life if you rolled into my emergency room at 3 a.m., he said. I promise you that you'd rather face the oncoming Omicron wave vaccinated. It's not yet clear whether older boosted individuals and those with underlying conditions such as diabetes and heart disease face the same lowered risk with Omicron. Answering such questions is key to assessing the likely trajectory and the variant in the U.S. since it's older and less healthy people that have been plaguing many of our global peers. So what about the future of this disease and of this pandemic? There's a brilliant piece and very important piece about that by a faculty member at Stanford Medical School. We'll get to that. You will be shocked, but shocked in a good way. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
more of Michael Medved in a moment.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, in part of that very special time, and I think it is a special time for many, many people in between the Christmas holiday, which I hope for everybody was gracious and wonderful and full of light and joy and happiness and celebration, and the New Year's holiday, which is often full of some of the same things and a little bit too much consumption of alcoholic beverages, but also a great time for reflection, looking forward and looking back. 1-800-955-1776. Coming up, we're going to be looking at two articles, both of which are extremely persuasive. And one says that 2021, that we're just concluding, was the stupidest year in all of human history. Now, for people who remember the 70s, how could that possibly be true? Well, no, this says go back to the 1870s, to the 1070s, and every year not as stupid as what we just experienced, okay? And then there's another piece, this one by Al Hunt over at The Hill, and he says, you know what, look back at 2021, not such a bad year. Really, not such a bad year. Okay, we will get to that argument coming up a little later. I mentioned to you that there is a very careful, cautious, nuanced, but hugely reassuring piece that appeared in a journal called The Fulcrum. And then from there it made it to the Seattle Times, which is where I saw it. We're trying to get the author on to talk to us. His name is Dr. Robert Pearl, who is an author and a clinical professor at the Stanford University School of Medicine. He is also the former CEO of the Permanente Medical Group. And here's what he says. Most leading immunologists predict COVID-19 will someday become endemic. That means a persistent but manageable threat on par with seasonal flu and the common cold, conceivably by the end of 2022. And you might think, oh, that's a long time from now. Well, it's not. It says by the end. And if at the beginning of, I don't know, the spring season, say, the COVID-19 is moving down to the status of being endemic, being like the common cold or being like the seasonal flu, that means no more lockdowns, means no more rules or regulations or closing down events or people not being able to make it in for airline flights. I mean, there's some people who ought to not make it in for airline flights, the kind of people who see an airline flight as an airline fight. But we will get to that a little bit later. Okay, this could constitute, writes Dr. Pearl, quite the turnaround from today. The coronavirus remains, right now, a leading cause of death in the United States, with reported cases and fatalities nearly the same this holiday season as they were last holiday season. All things considered, the possibility of COVID-19 becoming endemic, just another American annoyance, should be cause for celebration. I'll say. I mean, wouldn't you deal with annoyance fairly gladly in place of deadly threat? So why doesn't the pending transition from pandemic to endemic feel like great news? And he says part of it is the way media cover it. They treat everything as bad news. And that is a problem with American media. Everything is overstated, the difficulties, the threats, and yes, that's been true with much of what's going on with the virus. It's been true with much of what's been going on with the Omicron variant. So he says, why so glum? You see, early in the pandemic, headlines mirrored what experts thought to be true, that the pandemic would end soon through herd immunity. All we needed was 70% of the U.S. population to become vaccinated or recover from COVID-19. And as recently as summer 2021, that destination seemed reachable. But human beings have a natural tendency to experience losses, even perceived losses, with far more intensity than they experience gains. In that context, it's understandable that the endemic label smacks of failure rather than victory. In other words, when you tell people, and you've been hearing this for a while, and I'll tell it again, we are never going to get rid of coronavirus. It's never going to be over. It's not going to be wiped out like smallpox has been. Smallpox, because of the very effective vaccines all around the world over the course of a couple of hundred years, smallpox is no longer a threat to anybody. We're never going to get to that, but we will get to the same place we are with smallpox, where it's no longer a deadly threat, where it no longer threatens people's lives or their livelihoods. Perhaps some believe President Joe Biden in June, right before the 4th of July, when he said, quote, "We're closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus." As the saying goes, writes Dr. Pearl, unrealistic expectations are premeditated resentments. Now here we are, eyeing the possibility of endemic COVID with dismay and disappointment, rather than with unbridled optimism that someday, and someday soon, we'll have wrestled this fearsome foe to a draw. What our nation's collective mental state needs now is a healthy dose of perspective. For that, here are a trio of useful reminders. And they are very useful reminders for me, for my family, for you. Number one, we would never reach endemicity without an effective vaccine. It's difficult now to appreciate how ominous the COVID-19 forecast looked for most of 2020. In June that year, the U.S. government placed an $18 billion bet, this was under President Trump, on a public health moonshot called Operation Warp Speed, with hopes that scientists would develop and deliver 300 million safe and effective vaccine doses by the new year. Success was far from a foregone conclusion. Prior to the COVID-19 vaccination, the fastest one that had ever been developed was 4 years. That was for mumps. Nearly all took 5 years or much longer. Without incredible luck and even more incredible science, we would still be years away from a safe and effective vaccine. But we have one now. Regardless of the variant, the death count will drop with endemicity. In our present reality, Delta variant is causing more than 1,000 daily COVID deaths. So where does that go to? We will tell you and more on the MedVed Show.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a rise of COVID cases nationwide, and experts say this is linked to Christmas travel. As we learn more about the Omicron COVID-19 variant, the vast majority of patients have a sore throat, and the symptoms are mild for those who have received the booster shot. Dr. James E. Crow, Jr. leads the Vanderbilt Vaccine Center. He reminds us on CNBC.
I think we have to focus on the severe disease, hospitalization, deaths, things like that. We're going to get to a point where those numbers are going to keep trending lower. Even though infection rates may be high, the infections will be relatively minor.
Another 2,200 flights were canceled on Tuesday as the holiday travel nightmare continues. Airlines dealing with workers calling in sick with COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I think one of the most discouraging reactions that people have to any news, when it's news about COVID, when it's news about Omicron, or it's news about Delta, or it's news about the future, or it's news about the virus becoming endemic, which means very common, very normal, which is where it's headed. And what they say, and this is based upon the work of Dr. Robert Pearl, who is at the Stanford University Medical School and has been head of the very substantial in California medical group. He was CEO of the Permanente Medical Group, which is associated with Kaiser. And in any event, what he's saying here is that, yes, we are heading in a direction where there are going to be lots and lots of people who are diagnosed with COVID, and particularly, of course, with the new Omicron variant. But most of those people, if they are vaccinated, will not go to the hospital. Almost none of them do. Almost none of them need it. It is a huge break in the right direction. And we are looking to a future, and we should be able to imagine it, where life can go back to normal, where you don't have to worry about people gathering at your church or your synagogue or going out to see live theater, which is a real passion for our daughter, who just, by the way, had just flew back to New York eventually, but of course everything was delayed, flights were canceled, she was victimized to that by some extent. And the reason the flights are canceled are not just because of weather, though that contributes, it's to people not being able to come in because they're testing positive with Omicron. Now, if all of a sudden you're in a situation where there are very, very high levels of immunity to that because of people getting properly vaccinated and boosted, and because of people who may have already had their natural immunity and have experienced that kind of exposure. And here's what, again, Dr. Pearl writes. He says that Dr. Anthony Fauci says Americans living in an endemic world will still get infected and might still get hospitalized, but the rates of new cases and hospitalizations will be so low that COVID-19 will not negatively impact our society, our economy, or our daily life. And that could well happen, and in fact, Dr. Pearl is predicting it will happen before the end of 2022. In other words, it'll probably happen before the election, which is coming up in 2022, and we know that's months away, but that's the direction we're going, and that should be encouraging. Endemic COVID-19 will be no worse than seasonal flu. Through a combination of increased vaccinations, booster shots, and new antiviral treatments, the likelihood of dying from endemic COVID-19 will be 90% to 95% lower than in early 2020. In other words, instead of getting 100 people who die from after getting the disease, the rate of infection or death would be 5%, or at most 10%. It's a dramatic drop in exposure and danger. The rate, the mortality rate, would take on a number that's somewhere between 0.05% and 0.1%, similar to what Americans experience with the flu. COVID-19 cases won't completely disappear each summer and return the following winter like the flu. Instead, the variation will be more geographic and locally manageable. But relative to risk, the two diseases will be equivalent, which is cause for celebration. It is easy to understand the difficulty, writes Dr. Pearl, Americans have embracing endemic COVID-19. Regardless of the opponent, we find it hard to accept a draw when victory once seemed imminent. But make no mistake, endemicity will be a triumph for our nation. Whether it takes a year or even more, don't mourn the occasion when it comes. Celebrate the accomplishment. And that's an accomplishment in which we should all take part, and maybe take part a little bit more in terms of bringing some order and sanity to what is going on in the what's called the friendly skies. There are a number of people who have seen just recently this video of a, quote, unruly passenger who was taken into FBI custody after punching another passenger in a mask dispute on a Delta flight. This was a flight between Tampa and Atlanta. And it was recorded by another passenger. And what a story this is. And what happened was there was a woman who had gone to the washroom. And she was walking back down the aisle, and she was stopped in the aisle, and this happened to everybody, where there was a cart, they were giving out drinks to people, and she was walking down the aisle, and the guy where she was waiting for her passage through the cartway told her to put on her mask. because she's supposed to. And she hollered back at him. He had his mask down because he had already been served his drinking, and he was drinking. And it sounded, this wonderful interchange, like this. This is on clip 8. Okay, aside from comparing herself to Rosa Parks, this particular young lady, who, by the way, it turns out, leave it to the New York Post, they found out she's a former cast member in Baywatch, and she's a former NFL cheerleader. The older gentleman is not identified yet, but he's in his 80s. And she punched him in the face. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then she had to be led away by several flight attendants. And she was arrested, of course, as she touched down. But what is going on here? There's a much worse story, but it's also worth paying attention to. It's a California woman. This was weeks ago. A California woman accused of punching a flight attendant in the face and breaking her teeth. She broke three teeth. She needed crowns. And she cut her eye. She needed three stitches underneath her eye. All of this happened on a Southwest Airlines flight. The woman has pleaded guilty. So what happens to her now? And what is it with women attacking other women and elderly gentlemen over mask mandates? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, there are two different incidents that I'm trying to describe here, and there's a point to them. And they're both shocking incidents. And one of them had the situation of being the whole thing basically recorded on video. And it, also it's fairly fortunate that the situation between Tampa and Atlanta featured a young woman. Some woman in her middle-aged woman, I guess you'd say. I think she was in her 40s. But she punched a guy in his 80s who was basically asking her to sit down so she didn't breathe whatever she was breathing all over him and was following the rules that people had there, which is unless you are drinking or eating directly, you're supposed to cover your face with a mask. It's a very small price to pay to allow people to feel a little bit more safe, especially if the flight is crowded. Don't know how crowded that flight was between Tampa and Atlanta. In any event, there is more about a case, and this case has already been settled. The woman was taken by the FBI, and she has just pleaded guilty just recently. A California woman accused of punching a flight attendant in the face and breaking her teeth during a Southwest Airlines flight has pleaded guilty to a federal felony charge. This means that she's likely to get a significant punishment. I don't think there's any question. The assailant, the one who pleaded guilty, is 28 years old. Her name is Viviana Quinones. And she pleaded guilty to one count of interfering with a flight crew, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego. But it's a federal charge. The attack happened on a flight from Sacramento to San Diego. During the flight's final descent, the flight attendant approached Quinones and asked her to fasten her seatbelt, to stow her tray table, and to wear her mask properly. Her failure to do so, obviously, was in violation of federal rules and regulations, officials said. Instead of complying and putting up her tray table and stowing it properly and fastening her seatbelt and wearing her face mask, Quinones began recording the flight attendant on her cell phone. And then she pushed the flight attendant according to admissions in the plea agreement. Around that time, another passenger, whose name is Michelle Manor, believe it or not, Miss Manners, or Manor, began recording the altercation on her cell phone. That video, which circulated widely, showed Quinones punching the flight attendant, who then appeared dazed and started bleeding, while other passengers tried to intervene. And some of those passengers were fairly aggressive, trying to get this Quinones to sit down and stop beating the flight attendant. It was scary, it was ridiculous, it was totally avoidable, Manor said via phone Thursday. It's just unfortunate that it happened and it went down this route. Well, it could have gone down a much worse route. They were in their final approach to landing in a brief flight. The flight between Sacramento and San Diego is about an hour and a half, for goodness sake. Can someone agree to wear a face mask for that long, for an hour and a half while you're on board? For God's sake. The union leaders condemned the attack, well, of course they did, in which the flight attendant suffered multiple injuries, including three chipped teeth, two of which had to be replaced by crowns. Now, anybody who's had that kind of dental work done, this is not a pleasure. The flight attendant's left eye was also badly bruised and swollen, and a cut under her eye required three stitches. She had a bruise in the shape of fingers on her right forearm. So this lady really, really didn't want to put on her mask. So much so that she chips three of her teeth, knocks two of them out, in effect, that have to be replaced by crowns. I mean, you're kidding me? The Southwest Airlines spokesman Dan Lanson said that the company appreciated federal and local authorities' work to bring this case to justice. What is justice here? We're not sure yet. Southwest Airlines has a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to physical or verbal abuse against its employees. Yes, particularly in flight, one would hope. The altercation occurred against the backdrop of an alarming rise in incidents of bad behavior aboard aircraft. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the number of investigations related to unruly passengers has skyrocketed since early 2020, with nearly 5,800 unruly passenger reports investigated in 2021. Okay, do we understand the scope of this? This means like 10 times a day this crap is happening. More than 4,100 of the cases this year were related to face masks. The officials were happy with the plea agreement reached this week. We feel like this is just a just fair settlement, considering all the factors, including the victim's injuries and the defendant's characteristics. Now, they don't say what those are. The defendant took responsibility early by pleading and not going to trial. An attorney for Quinones, the offendant, whose name is Knut Johnson, declined to comment. Due to the assault, the flight attendant was not able to perform her normal duties, and the captain had to delay taxiing the airplane to the gate to wait for law enforcement officers to respond. The flight attendant who was assaulted was simply doing her job to ensure the safety of all the passengers on the plane, said the acting U.S. attorney. Here is the real clincher, it seems to me. The maximum penalty for the charge to which she pled guilty includes 20 years in prison. That would be a stiff sentence, but also a $250,000 fine. What do you think? Where do you think she's going to find that money? The ultimate sentence is up to the U.S. District Court judge, but Stahl said the parties have agreed jointly to recommend a $5,000 fine and restitution in excess of $20,000, which includes financial reimbursement to Southwest Airlines, as well as paying for the victim's physical injuries and lost wages. They are also jointly recommending 3 years of supervised release, which includes no flying on commercial airlines. What about a lifetime ban? on flying on commercial airlines for somebody like this. Who knows it's illegal? If you can't control yourself, oh, yeah, well, she's also going to have to be doing community service. What kind of community service is she likely to do? And she can pick up litter. And anger management, which, of course, was a fairly entertaining movie. The woman who taped this incident, whose name is Manor, said it's terrible and there's so much tension. Everybody's unsettled the past couple of years. Now, unsettled, is that why when the President of the United States calls to wish you Merry Christmas, you you respond to him with a sort of a euphemism for an obscenity? The euphemism for the obscenity, of course, the "Let's go, Brandon" statement. Would you just love to say that to Joe Biden? There's a fellow in Oregon who did just that. And basically, the conversation that he had with Joe Biden, well, we will play it for you coming up. But it raises questions because, again, no matter how you actually feel about Joe Biden, and he's just done a really another stupid thing, saying that there should be no, this is not a federal matter, we're not going to solve coronavirus through federal action, it has to be with the states. He's right about that. But why did he say exactly the opposite when he was campaigning against Trump and accusing Trump of trying to federalize something that should be a state matter? It's a whole different thing. We will also take a look about whether or not the year just concluding, the epic year of 2021, is the stupidest, most awful, most revolting, moronic year in all of world history. Or is it actually not such a bad year after all? We will get to those two perspectives and much more. And also the myth of the greatest generation. That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Stop aging now. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.